Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes. This is Pete, Lifestyle Goals.
So I actually work for a third-party contact center where we do service a wide range of merchants, but if you'll provide me with your first and last name, I am able to take and look and see if you have an account with one of our merchants.
My name is Rufus Johnson, Jr.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, bear me one moment. Let's see if we can locate the account. And I am still here. I'm just waiting on everything to load.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Johnson. For security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
7000 Midland Road, Midland, Georgia, 31820.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Bear with me one moment as I pull up the account. Okay, so I do see here that you have the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings, providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better. It does have the monthly subscription charge, however, $49.89. Now, I am showing here that you were enrolled into that Bites Hub Nutrition app when you entered the contest to win an iPad Pro.
Well, I didn't authorize. I know I did the iPad Pro, which supposed to cost me $1.89. I didn't authorize to be enrolled in it.
Okay. Now, Mr. Johnson, when you signed up for the win the iPad Pro, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that iPad Pro by mail with the United States Postal Service?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so in that particular section, it does notify you that if you do not decline the Bites Hub Nutrition app, if you do not decline that app at the point of sale or if you do not decline that Bites Hub Nutrition app at the point of sale, then you are automatically enrolled into that monthly subscription. Well, you are charged $49.89, and I definitely understand $49.89 is a bit pricey. So what I can do is provide you with my employee discount, bringing it down to $20 a month.
No, I want you to, now you hit my account, and I already reported that to my bank as fraud, because I had no idea.
Okay.
I already reported that as fraud.
Now, did you do a dispute with your bank?
Yeah, they working on it.
Okay. Now, what I can do, since there is a dispute on the bank, I can just, with the bank, the only thing I'm able to do is cancel the account. However, if you give us a call back with the bank on the line confirming that the dispute has been dropped, then we'll be more than happy to, wait a minute. Yeah, so if you give us, Give me just a moment. Let me see, because they may not. Bear me one moment.
Okay.
Let me see. Now, I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account out, but let me see about that refund, because you actually did this in January. Give me just a second, because it may not allow us to do the refund.
And then it was under T-Mobile. I think it was under T-Mobile. Yeah, I got to watch those things. I'm done doing them now.
I am still here. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
And I am still here. Bear with me one moment. I'm just trying to get verification that this account is eligible for a refund, okay?
Okay.
And I am still here. I'm just still trying to get that verification because I don't want to, you know, of course, tell you that you are going to be eligible and you're not, because I know that it's showing that you did agree to those terms and conditions. And a lot of times whenever you agree to those terms and conditions, Mr. Rufus, it makes it very difficult for us to get those refunds back for you. But give me just a second. I'm going to see what we can do, okay?
Okay. All I saw, before I submitted it, only thing I saw, when the iPad was for $189 shipping or something. Man, that's bad. The company that I've been with for 18 years scamming like that.
Okay, give me just a second.
They took that money quick too, boy.
Okay, yeah, so Mr. Jensen, so if you go ahead and give the dispute drop with the bank and give us a call back with the bank on the line notifying the next representative that the dispute has been dropped, then they will be able to issue that refund back to the account. However, if not, then there's a greater possibility that once that investigation is launched and the bank reaches out to the merchant, that the bank will hold you accountable for those charges, because, again, it does show here that you agree to the terms and conditions, which does notify you of those charges to occur.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, ma'am. I'm going to be honest with you. I saw no app. It would say iPod. Shipping was, I think it was, the cost was $1.89.
Mm-hmm.
I saw none of that. I assure you, because I wouldn't have never hit that button. What's the name of the app?
Excuse me, I apologize for that. Bites Hub, and it's a nutrition app.
Bites, B-I-K?
B-I-T-E-S, Hub, H-U-B.
Wait a minute, B-I-T-E-S, Bites. I assure you, I so you say I need to call the bank, and I should be able. How is all of us gonna get on the phone together?
You'll just have to do a three-way call.
Okay, maybe the bank can do it on their end. I don't know. I can do it on my end. Okay, I'm calling the bank back.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service.
Hey, you're canceling that right now, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Give me just a second to make sure everything is canceled out.
Lesson learned. You don't get nothing free, Zay. Lesson learned.
Well, I just always notify people whenever you're doing those free trials and things of that nature, be sure that you read those terms
and
conditions. Right.
I promise you, it didn't. When I put my information in and everything, and it said $1.89. And then I didn't see nothing about no.
Now that sounds like
no
just the total, but with the terms and conditions, you actually have to read through those terms and conditions. And I definitely, again, advise that you read those thoroughly.
Yes, ma'am. Lesson learned. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I can't argue with you because I put it in there and I hit submit and lesson learned. Lesson learned. I just need you to make sure that I'm canceled from this. And they can keep their iPad or iPod or whatever.
Now, with you being canceled, that does not affect your chances of winning the iPad.
I don't even want it. You can give it to charity. I don't even want it. Because it's sort of deceiving. But I know, cause I've got different things in the mail, you know, sports watch, dash cam, watch, several watches, and you pay the shipping and receiving. You do a survey, you pay the shipping and receiving, and it's come in the mail, and I had no problem. Okay, you got that canceled so I can call the bank back?
Yes, sir, Mr. Justin. So the account has been completely canceled. Now, remember, go ahead and get that dispute canceled or dropped and give us a call back, because if that dispute is finalized and you are held responsible for those charges, we wouldn't be able to go back and refund it once the dispute has hit the account, okay?
All right, your name?
Samaya.
Spell it for me.
S is in Sam, U-M-A-Y-A.
S-U-M-A-Y-A. Samaya, okay. All right, I'm finna call the bank back.
You're welcome. I mean, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, you as well.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.